100th annual St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday with select food items and live music by Chris Serentakis. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing, and be sure to tour the beautiful historic church. Admission is free, and so is the parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday starting at 11 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 to 9. Can you say opa?
Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. Just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, and so will yours. Go-Go Squeeze.
Hey everyone, Jennifer Blome here. The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Radiothon continues until 6 p.m. Call in now to make your donation. 314-982-2992. You can make a real difference, and every donation counts. With a $100 donation, you get your choice of four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game or four tickets to one of the three St. Louis Blues preseason games. And with a $200 donation, you get four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and four tickets to one of the St. Louis Blues preseason games. Those are September 20th, 23rd, or October 1st. And you'll be entered into a drawing for four tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st. That includes passes to the Hall of Fame Club and the official concert pre-party, including food and beverage, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call in now, 314-982-2992. 314-982-2992.
Tired of the windows in your home not opening up and letting the fresh air in? How about the screens giant birds can fly in? Well, if it's time to get new windows, can I recommend my friends at Window World? Window World has turned the window replacement industry on its ear. The windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. The windows also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, and labor. Window World has been in the market a long time. Their customer satisfaction is through the roof. So if you're looking for quality windows from a quality company, a St. Louis company that likes to give back to the community, you have found it. Window World, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Window World, they're the best for a reason. They have come in and they have turned the window replacement industry on its ear because of the great quality work they do. So you need windows, you need Window World. 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
like the doctor said the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Ah, here we are. Here we are, nine jokes to go. Today's joke and eight more, and then we'll be out the door. I didn't even realize I just did that. That's poetry.
Wow.
How about that? Where's the ooh? See, that's when you're... Yes. All right, let's do that again. I'm sure how that should have been done. Nine jokes left. Today, then eight more, then we're out the door. Thank you. Now,
you're a poet and didn't know it, but your feet show it because they're Longfellows.
You know how, you know, that's 100 years old, and you know that even a 5-year-old knows that. That's why it's not funny, except to you. See, mine was original. That's why I can never be without Dan, because he makes me look brilliant. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the last day of August. This day and eight more on the air, because Monday's Labor Day. And we are out of here. And as I've told you, do not worry. You will know where we're headed, and you'll probably know in about a week. Papers aren't signed yet. They'll be signed in about a week. And then through my website, you'll know, because, again, For those of you who email me, go, when are you going to announce on the air where you're going? Never. I won't do that. I don't think that's, I just don't think it's right. No, I was going to say something about working somewhere where they don't know right from wrong, but I decided not to say that. I do think some things are just not right, and I'm not going to do it, but you'll know. You'll know. We'll give you plenty of time to go to frankopinion.com, and I'll tell you when to go there. Right now, it's just sort of dormant, nothing happening.
And we'll put it up on the Facebook page as well.
It'll be on a Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, which will remain the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And not only is it the last day of August, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on. I knew it came in here. Let me tell you what this guy said. And this guy would be, of course, by the way, the experiment continues. It's called the Trevor Phillips experiment. Yeah. I walk in here, and he says, by the way, he says, I just want to check something. I just say sleepy, dusty Delta day. And I did, and he went third. He hit it. He goes, see, I'm prepared. So then I came in here and said it. Nothing. Well, what happened? What happened there?
I thought you were going to... I was going to turn the assistant producer screen around for you so you could see the phone lines and all that good stuff.
Oh, so you, didn't, you weren't able to do it because you were doing something to help me out, to help me? Is that the deal?
Yeah. I just don't want to make it sound like an excuse.
I don't need to see that screen until we have phone calls. I only look at that screen to see who's on the line. Wow, right. Do you look stupid.
Yeah, you can only turn the screen when we have phone calls, but...
Okay.
I wish we were on 11.2 because you could have seen the panic in Trevor's face
when that happened. And I hope you're okay with us saying things like, boy, you're such an idiot. It's
going to
happen every day.
I know. Would you like to say it again? Because now
I don't have any choice. I can't let people hear. And we have a guest in here. That's what's so embarrassing. We have someone in the studio who is a retired veteran perfectionist broadcaster.
Ooh.
Yeah, this guy, he's got to be thinking, what has happened to broadcasting? And I'll introduce him. I'll introduce him in a moment. So here we are, the last day of August. Now look at the phone lines. You know what they're all saying? Fire the British guy. That's what they're saying. Nobody has more fun than Dan. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, he loves God. It. He always has a good time.
But the panic on his face was priceless.
11.2 would have come in handy. So here we are. Not only is it the last day of August, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty
That's how it works. That's how it's supposed to work.
His hands and arms started flailing around, and he had this
look
on his face, and he's trying to hit.
I literally had just said, don't worry, I got this, everything's going to be fine, and then I didn't have it.
Well, and there's a lesson to be learned there.
Absolutely.
It's the Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Right.
Were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was, and I was a bad one, apparently.
No kidding.
I was never prepared.
You weren't prepared then either. Dan, were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout, that was it. I never
I'm surprised you
weren't
like a Girl Scout or a Brownie because you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Yeah.
We do have a guest today, and I'd like to introduce to you, just nod yes or no. Do you still live in Godfrey? Near Godfrey? No? Yeah, near Godfrey. Okay, you can say, when I introduce you, you can speak. We worked together back in the late 80s, early 90s. Would that be right? And I'll introduce you the way I used to introduce you every day back then. And I don't know why I remember it, but I do. Would you please say hello to George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie, Jorge, Easy Rider, Umpin' the Please, Cheatin' Heart, Depper.
All right.
Why I remember that.
You know what? To this day.
Chicken last butt, time we 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, won't please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What?
Back in 92 when you left, mm-hmm. from that point on, it never fails, at least once, twice a month, somebody will come up to me and they will...
Try to do George
and they
Medium
And
size.
They do it.
All of it?
All of it. Every bit of it. And they know it. And it still surprises me.
I thought you were going to say, when I left that station, it disintegrated.
Well,
because
it did.
That is what happened.
It did. We went from there to here to there.
When I leave a station, self-destructs.
Well, you haven't got enough time to... Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you.
Well, at the station?
Oh,
I got all the time in the world. I got till 6 o'clock.
No.
What are you talking about? How are you? Okay?
I'm doing great.
Is your wife okay?
When I left, she was.
Okay.
Together 45 years.
George was our newsman, and you replaced Jack Warnick.
Jack Warnick.
Jack Warnick was, I think, 107. he was an old man, the nicest guy, and a veteran. Back when the newsmen were the Cronkite, you know, it was the boom, 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 authoritarian. Mm-hmm. He was, he's a very nice guy, but he did not care for what we did on the air.
No, he did not.
As many people don't. And he didn't like it. He was of the old, he used to work at the old folks station. So he was not in favor of juvenile type humor. And what would happen was, and I'm not kidding, every day we'd see him over there and he'd have headphones on, plugged into a radio, listening to the other station.
It's true.
So when we would go to Jack and go, "Hey, Jack, that ever happened to you?" Nothing, and we'd realize he's listening to the old folks station. He's not even listening to the very show where he has to do news in 2 minutes. But he was a great guy, and I think our show killed him. He died
I think he had a medical condition that caused that.
Okay. So George comes out. How did you get that job? This was at Kix 104, where country music
at the time, the company that owned Kix 104.
By the way, you still sound good.
Well, thank you.
I was just kidding.
You look like crap, but you sound good.
Man, don't. I got the joke on the list,
by the way.
Okay. Go ahead, George.
The company that owned Kix also owned an AM station up in Jerseyville, Illinois.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Jack Warnick got ill and went to the hospital. I was the morning guy up there.
That's right.
And so they said, come on down here.
How would you like to work in the big market?
That's what John King asked me.
Big station.
John King was the program director at the time.
And that had to be real appealing to you.
It did. So I came down, filled in for Jack. Jack got back out of the hospital, came back, worked for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, got sick, went in, and passed away.
And you know, maybe it was a condition, because I know Jack Warnick could eat no fat. No, wait, that's Jack Spratt. Sorry. My mind just does things like that. So how long did we work together? 4 years?
From December 4th.
I was there from 87 to 93.
Okay. Well, I came there December 11th of 89.
Okay.
It was my first day over. It had a big snow. I crashed my car, ended up in the hospital.
First day. Well, that's a bad start.
And had to call John King, and I guess he or Michelle Kent at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Did the news. Well, I was okay and came back and
bummer though. It's your first day. First day on a new job, you're going from Litchfield to the big St. Louis market, and your first day on the way to work.
Split the telephone pole, cost me a couple $1,000s to pay for that.
How long were you in the hospital?
Overnight. To charge me a few dollars to make sure my brain was okay. I wasn't wearing the seatbelt, and I hit the windshield. Splattered the windshield with my head, my forehead, and everything.
Now, do you? I honestly don't remember what I made when I worked there. Do you remember how much you made when they said, "How'd you like to go to St. Louis? Here's what you'll make to be the newsman." How much was it?
$40,000.
$40,000
for you.
For you.
That was big money. That was twice what I was probably making up at Jerseyville at the time.
Twice. See, what were you doing with your headphone cord right there?
I was moving it off the floor so it doesn't get stuck around my chair wheels.
Well, you were making some kind of knot out of it. You were playing a little game. What's that game? Used to have strings on their fingers and they do...
Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle. What was that called?
It was Cats in the Cradle.
What's the string called?
A string.
The Cats in the Cradle was one of the things you did.
Oh, yeah.
String art.
String art. Maybe it was string art. You were doing string art with your headphone.
I'm not making string art. I'm just trying to bunch it all up. Look, I've got like 7 extra feet on this cable thing. I always trip over.
Look, you should have had all that fixed before we went on the air.
I know.
Follow my lead. Yep. I get in here early.
You do.
I have everything. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to change. This is a real...
My attitude and outlook, I'm guessing.
Not that. Your habits and your attention, the way you... We are professionals. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way. My mom's listening, so it's nice you're just like... Just trash me out, lying on it. Yeah, trash me, live on it.
Almost. What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Anne. Hi, Mom.
Now, is she in England, too, or where is she?
She is in St. Charles right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anne... He may not make it. I'm just telling you. This is an experiment. This is you call it probation or an experiment. I will get serious in a minute. And I will share with you. I got my third hate email about you, but that's
really?
Only
oh, very
three.
Cool.
So
very
it,
cool.
It's running out of 100, about 3%.
Very
no,
cool.
That is good though, because if you never get any emails from people going, I can't stand you. You're not doing something right, because nobody's paying attention. So you'll get that. And I'm trying to train you to just be prepared and be able to handle it. Don't take it personally. Thank you, Jose. Are we okay? The one and only Jose Hernandez came in. Yeah. We had a little technical glitch. We don't have it anymore. Thank you, Jose. So, again, George Depper is here. George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie Jorge, easy rider, up in the police, cheating heart Depper. And we worked together for, according to what you're saying, like 3 years.
About 3 years.
And you did the news from, what, 6 o'clock in the morning to...
I got in there, I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. Because you hit the air at 6, I think it was. Right. So I was there. We started news at 5. You came in at about,
two after
10
six.
After six. there were a couple of times.
No, more than a couple.
He did a first break on the phone.
No, more than a couple. I was seriously back when I had to get up early. I had to get up at 4:30, and I'd hit the snooze. And it's 4:40. Mm-hmm. Then it's 4:50, mm-hmm. and I'm supposed to be here from let's see, at that time St. Charles. I lived in. I mean, that takes 30 minutes, 20 at least. 20
at least. And unless you hit a deer.
And I'm not kidding. I hated it because I did hit a deer a couple times. So I would barely make it in. Sometimes I wouldn't make it. And I've not done that here once. I've never walked in here late. I'll get in here a minute before the music starts, but I haven't been late.
That's true.
And part of that maybe is I've never gotten in the right kind of traffic jam. But
we're in the afternoon.
Well, that's different too, because you're not as likely to oversleep. But I did. I would call in and make up stories about why I was late. I had to save a family from a burning car. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. It was fun. You know, that's when radio paid well.
Yes, indeed.
Because you're talking a long time ago to make 40 for what you'd have to admit was a pretty easy job.
Oh, it was. This is easy. It was. Get up at 2:30 in the morning, be here at 4 in the morning, done by 10, on a golf course or home by 11, unless somebody in the program director's office wanted to talk to us for some crazy reason. Yeah. And then you're home the rest of the day. Only thing is, you're in bed at 9 o'clock that night because...
Oh, my wife is trying to correct me here.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And she,
yours too?
I hate to say this. She's right.
Uh-oh.
In 80... you came in
89. December of 89.
Oh, man. You were in Wildwood?
Yeah, I hate this.
Uh-oh.
I thought I was in St. Charles. We were in St. Charles until 86.
Okay.
You're right, love of my life.
Oh.
That's if she's listening. And she knows
I've never texted her.
Never called her that. She's right. We did live. So, even farther, to come from Wildwood to Westport. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, we were right here, Westport.
Upstairs.
In the Gold Tower on the 11th floor.
Mm-hmm. 10th floor.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
As I was saying, it was the 11th floor. It was a 12-story building. The Gold Tower is 12 stories. We were on, George, was it 11th or 12th? Or
10th? It was the 11th floor, because I remember watching the lights on the elevator as you go. You had to have a key to work it.
I do, too. And I'm right, and you're right, and Dan's wrong. It was the 11th floor.
11th floor.
Was it really?
Yes, yeah. Dan. Yeah. It was the 11th floor.
I looked to the northwest.
I always went to the 10th floor.
That's because we told you. Yeah.
Oh.
We did not want you working with us. Go to the 10th floor. Yeah. And Dan would wander around.
Surprised that I didn't send you to the 12th.
This is the station on the 11th floor of the Gold Tower where Dan let the coffee pot overflow.
Yes.
Yes.
And it ran down to the offices of the people below us who were on the 10th floor.
Computers all over the place. Guy just
and leaked through the wall. They had to repair the wall.
Now, here's the other thing we did. We, in the morning, decided to put a CB antenna.
Mm-hmm.
We paid somebody who worked for the company that managed the whole complex here. Hey, we'll give you $50 if you get up on top of the building. Because that's illegal. You can't put a CB antenna up there. And we would talk to truckers and put them on the air. That's illegal, too.
Had to wire it into the board.
Hey, good buddy. And the guy would be pretty far out. I mean, we got a pretty good range.
Yeah.
And we're just lucky they didn't use the language they use now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's brutal. If you've ever listen to CB lately. So everybody's good, you're good. I believe I'm also responsible responsible for getting you into the motorcycle thing.
I still have one. I have a 99 Ultra Classic.
But was it not true? You had one after I had had
several. Well, you had yours. Yeah. I bought a used Honda
650.
650, 750, whatever. Yeah, I think it was 750. And then 89, no, it wasn't. It was 99. Bought it because it's the 99 Ultra. It's got 16,800 miles, and I'm wanting to sell it.
You can, that's the yard sale. This is the wrong show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But here's what this sounds horrible.
Oh, no, I still do, and because of you.
Well, but here's how horrible I am. You were so proud of that Honda 750.
Oh, was I?
And you bought it pre-owned, and I knew how proud you were. So I deliberately pulled up beside you on a just an unbelievable cruiser with CB and radio, just to make you look small.
And you did.
Yeah. And now I feel bad about it. No, I didn't then, but I feel bad. So I'd like to apologize for that.
Accept it.
That was not nice, I guess. So George Depper is here. We're going to go on and do what we normally do, the radiothon for St. Louis Men's Caribbean's Cancer. Thank you to everybody who participated in that. They're still taking calls. We are not part of that. But what I would like to do, we outside of that, raised $15,000, thanks to a couple of very generous people. What I'd like to do before the end of this show is end not only my stint at this radio station, but the whole radiothon, by making this show look better than the other shows. You may say, well that's not very nice. No, it's called being competitive. And by being competitive, and if we can pull that off, it only benefits the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, so there's nothing really bad about it. And if to get money, you have to be competitive and say, we want to outshine the other shows, so what? So I got a couple of ideas, and we'll share them with you after we break and come back. Also, there's a lot going on here. I will again explain why Peon, Ian, will not be returning and not be with us as best I can, because I got lots of email about that. I got lots of email about Trevor, lots of email about where are we going. I don't think I've ever been in a situation like this. Paul Warner has retired from the yard sale. His last yard sale will be September 9th. Because there's not one this weekend because of football or something. So September 9th will be the last yard sale. But it won't be the last yard sale as you know it without Paul. Because when we pick up October 2nd, that's a Monday, we'll be off the air for a couple of weeks, we'll reappear. That Saturday, guess what? Yard sale is back with your host, Scott Sherman. What did I...
You were clapping.
I just gave you the sign you for did. Applause,
yep.
And you hit oohs and ahs.
I did.
And this boy of yours, I don't know what we're going to do with him. And what's your dad's name?
David.
He's probably listening, too.
He is.
How ashamed they must be.
Probably both.
Wow. I mean, they probably told friends, hey, our son.
Listen, he's on the air.
They're probably listening. Yeah. Does your mom have a British accent?
No, she's American.
Okay, your dad have a British? He has
the British accent.
And so he's telling his buddies, my son's going to be on, you ought to listen. You can pick it up. Oh, even over here.
Is that what he sounds
he
like?
He never makes a mistake. And then your mom's telling her friends, oh, I'm so proud of my boy. He finally hit it big. Here, listen to him. And what do they hear? Screw-ups.
They hear screw-ups. Nothing but.
So let's... I forgot why I wanted
Scott Sherman.
Okay, and the edit that other stuff out. 3, 2, 1. And your host will be the one and only Scott Sherman. See, I gauge everything and make all my decisions based on those of you who are listening. I'm not kidding. I go by emails. I read every email that anybody sends me. I respond to the ones that I think either I have time for or deserve or need a response. So you're guiding all of this. And so far, it's running. I had a calculator out and I ran it. And I came up with 97%, Trevor, like you, and are wishing you well and are hanging in there with you. So you need to know that.
Excellent.
97%.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We come back. George Depper's here. Not that you care. Why would you? You don't even know who he is, but I do. And he's been a I would call him a friend, even though we haven't actually seen each other for how long?
It's probably been, well, I've been out of the business since 2007.
Yeah, but you are one of the nicest people I've ever worked
thank
with.
Thank you.
You're easy
that.
To work with.
I appreciate that.
In radio, you're usually working with some egomaniac.
You can, yeah.
And you weren't. You were just nice, and you did a good job.
Well, I appreciate that.
If I think of any other nice things to say, I'll come up with it later, but that's what I have for now. So Trevor's here, Dan's here, George is here. And I'm here, and First Community Credit Union is in Chesterfield Valley, but not just in Chesterfield Valley. They have 43 locations. Some of them are in Walmart, which means you have access on Sunday. First Community Credit Union will be, it looks like, again, sponsoring the yard sale. So all I guess I need for you to know is this, or to think about, is this. Think about whether or not you can come up with a really good reason for why you would never want to bank anywhere other than where you're banking now. You probably can't. Exceptions would be your husband or your wife works at a bank, so, yeah, of course, you have to bank there, because otherwise at the Christmas party, they're going to all be looking at you weird because, what? Your wife works here, your husband works here, and you bank somewhere else, and then people hate you. So that you're excluded. That's an exception. Other exceptions would be, I guess, you're very elderly. Nah, because you're not listening. You're at the old folks station. You're not listening anyway. Now, there are no other reasons, and you probably don't have a good reason to bank where you're banking. So let me give you a couple of reasons to think about changing where you bank to First Community Credit Union. One, it is they're tremendous supporters of this show. I believe in dollars, First Community Credit Union puts more money into this show than any other advertiser. And second would be Johnny Londo. So right there is a good reason to at least look into this. The other reason is rates, competitive rates. There are thousands of people who decided to start banking at First Community Credit Union, and it started with just a car loan. They went in there and got a better rate and a smaller payment, and then said, you know what, maybe I should do all my banking here. Seriously, that's what hooked the people. And then when they got there, they realized the other things that set them apart, like service. When they wait on you, they're serving a member, not just a customer, and they're also serving one of the owners. We all together own First Community Credit Union. You can't sell off your part of it, but it's true. It's a not-for-profit, customer-owned banking facility. It's also the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. That should be enough for now. All you need is the website, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Eastbound lanes of Highway 64 just east of Hampton. They had several lanes blocked there, and for quite some time, about half an hour, or actually a little longer than half an hour. So you're backed up eastbound on Highway 64 now from 170 all the way through past Hampton. Southbound 170 is a stop-and-go stretch as well, south of Del Mar through Highway 64. They also had lanes blocked westbound 64 in that same spot near Hampton. So you're already on the brakes just west of Grand all the way out past Forest Park. Those lanes are back open in both directions, and traffic is moving again, but it is moving very slowly. Southbound Highway 270, already stop and go between Page and south of Clayton Road. We've got an incident south of Clayton Road between there and Manchester this afternoon. Eastbound 64, so far so good, headed up towards the Poplar Street Bridge. We are seeing delays in the westbound lanes of Highway 44, the depressed section between the Mutual and the Poplar. Westbound Highway 70, there's an incident west of McDonnell. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. Frank Ladd, KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040. Or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
Hey everyone, Jennifer Blohm here. The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Radiothon continues until 6 p.m. Call in now to make your donation, 314-982-2992. You can make a real difference, and every donation counts. With a $100 donation, you get your choice of four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game or four tickets to one of the three St. Louis Blues preseason games. And with a $200 donation, you get four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and four tickets to one of the St. Louis Blues preseason games. Those are September 20th, 23rd, or October 1st. And you'll be entered into a drawing for four tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st. That includes passes to the Hall of Fame Club and the official concert pre-party, including food and beverage, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call in now, 314-982-2992. 314-982-2992.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Hi, John Gray. For Premier Heating and Cooling, you know that this summer has taught us one thing and one thing only, and that's the importance of air conditioning. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling is there for you, whether it's the dog days of summer or the cold of winter. 636-916-1122, the oldest and most experienced American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area, and they're so good that they've noticed now some of their competitors are now calling themselves the Premier AC Service. Not even close. Make sure that when you call, you get the original. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122. Free estimates on any service that needs to be done. 24-hour emergency service available. Financing for the bigger jobs and maintenance agreements that can save you a lot of money over time. But the most important thing is that experience. 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC. If it's too hot in your house or too cold in your business, give them a call. They'll make it right. 636-916-1122, Premier Heating and Cooling.
Hello, St. Louis. Well, boys, we have our work cut out for us this month.
You aren't kidding. Our lot is absolutely packed with vehicles.
That's an understatement. With over 1,000 vehicles on our lot, we have to cut prices and move some metal. Check out these deals.
Equinox is as low as $19,000. Silverados from $22,500. Trax from $15,800.
Are you kidding me?
Shop 24-7 at Londoff.com.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet!
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site.
Indeed.com.
All right, folks, you can stop calling. I get it. I made them. It's not the last day of the month. Oh, my goodness. I 600 people are like. I screwed it up. This is one of those 31-day.
Oh,
is there anything not funny today?
No, I snorted.
Not today. He's on a roll today.
Are you on something where everything's funny today?
Yeah, I probably am. I'm a laughing gas.
No, it's not the last day. I made a mistake. Tomorrow is the last day. So it is the 30th, though. And Dan, look at all the phones lighting up, coming in, and you're not answering any of them. You know what's interesting? Trevor is making fewer mistakes than Dan, and Dan has been with like 30 years, and he screws up more than Trevor does. Let me take a couple of quick calls. Hey, Bob, thank you for being patient. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Well, you've discovered your problem, so I don't need to call.
So you were among the other truckload of people calling to tell me I screwed up when I said it was the last day of the month.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for correcting me. We got it handled.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, Bob, thank you. Man, you know what? This is what I love about this audience. They listen.
They pay attention.
Let me say something to advertisers out there who aren't a part of this show. Most of the radio time that you buy, most of the placement of those commercials is wasted money because people are not paying any attention. They pay attention on this show. It's the most loyal, dedicated, attentive, reactive bunch of people in probably all of radio, at least in this town. And when a station is a music station, it's on, and occasionally, oh, that's a good song, but they're not paying attention to anything else. They're listening to this show to hear everything we do and everything we talk about. It's a great way to spend your advertising dollars. And if you'd like to spend some of them with us and be part of the brand new but still the same show at another place October 2nd, you just send me an email. It'll cost you, but it'll be worth it. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. This is Debbie. Debbie, hey. How are you, Debbie?
We're great. How are you?
I'm having a great day. Say hi to my old coworker, George Depper.
Hi, Debbie.
What's up, Debbie?
I remember listening to you years ago, and you did Look and See Weather.
Oh, the laser. Look and see everything radar weather.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, my goodness, that's right. And
100% perfect every time.
See, I wish I could remember all that stuff. I would love to remember all that. And we made fun of the weather forecasters because what we're basically saying is look out the window, and you'll be probably as accurate as they are.
And didn't you do also Look and See Traffic?
Probably.
Yes, indeed. That's when they came out with Doppler.
Yeah. Well, you have a great memory, and it also tells me you've been listening a long time. Thank you.
I have. Also, Frank, you're saying today is the last day of August.
No, we just corrected that.
Oh, did you correct it? Sorry,
you and 8,000 other people called and nailed me as soon as I did it, so thank you.
You were just checking to see how many listeners you had. That was all.
Apparently quite a few. And listen, if you've been listening this long, I would guess you're going to go with us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Debbie, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye. That. When she said it, though, it was sexual. I said it as just sort of, hey, we love you, you know, but I could hear it in her voice.
You could hear the sultriness of her voice.
Yes, and sultriness is a word that you probably don't know. And I could just, it sounded to other people like she was saying, love you too. What I heard was, sleep with me. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. I have to do one bit of business. Don't go away. These calls, just one thing, and then we'll go right back to the phones. And that thing is not just a thing, it's Gateway Lock and Security. One of the great things that happened to this show in the last year or so was the addition of Gateway Lock and Security. Nothing makes me happier than to take a new advertiser that I'm happy to speak for, that I don't have to wonder, boy, I hope they do what they say they'll do. I hope they can deliver. I hope the listeners who choose this particular client, I hope they're happy. I don't have to worry about that. Gateway Lock and Security is a family business. They're in the security business. There are several different forms of that. They put in keyless entry systems in not just businesses, but now a lot of homes. New homes, even older homes, decide, hey, I like the idea of keyless entry. They're also in the proximity card business. Our gate at the garage here uses a proximity card. You just hold it up to it, and if you're within a few inches, it beep, senses it, and the gate opens. They do a lot of that. And then they do ultra-high-definition security cameras, surveillance cameras. And the reason ultra-high is important is we've all seen on the news this horrible video of some convenience store, and it's blurry or fuzzy. You can't even tell if the culprit is man, woman, black, white, tall, or short. It's just kind of a, and they'll say, if you recognize this person, please call the police. Well, nobody could recognize them. It's a horrible image. Not with ultra high definition, because you can zoom in and, you know, count the number of missing teeth this thug had, or nose hairs. It's incredible technology. Two reasons I would like for you to consider it. One, it is an absolute surefire way to make sure that the bad guy gets caught. No stronger evidence than video that's crystal clear. The other thing is it's a tremendous deterrent. Only the stupidest of stupid criminals would break into a home or a business after they looked up and saw gateway lock and security surveillance cameras. They will usually turn and go somewhere else where they don't have gateway lock and security cameras. So give it some thought, because I think it's money. Some things you spend your money on, it's money well spent. Other things, not so much. I think this is money very well spent, great value, and they work with all kinds of businesses and homes, small, large, 2 cameras, 42 cameras. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, how are you?
How you doing, Frank?
I'm having a great day today. It actually is a really good day.
It is. I've been with you since the dungeon days.
Oh, yeah, it's 84-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, the joke I have.
Hang on, I got my joke list. I'll add it to it. Hold on. Oh, that's another thing. Wait till you hear. I'll read off just enough, few words of each joke, and wait till you hear what I have already, just from submissions from people who emailed me or call. What's yours?
About doing the dishes?
Oh, yes. I got it. I've got it down. Hold on here. Hold on. You know what? It's one that I thought of on the way home, and I did not write it down.
Uh-oh.
That is a... Oh, thank you. That's a... Hold on here.
Hey.
I'll do the dishes. Got it. That's a, then, oh, that's a good
did
one.
Did you do this joke or not? The one about the stunt cock?
The what?
The stunt cock.
The stunt cock?
Uh-huh.
I hope this is a chicken.
Well, no, it isn't, but it's
Is it arable?
Joke.
Is it arable? I mean, okay, that means no. No, if you go, that means no, not arable. Here, some jokes, unless you use the dirty word that's supposed to be in it, the joke
it's
just...
It's not real, I don't know.
Here, why don't you... Look, will you email it?
Email
it to you. Yeah, email it. I'd love to read it.
Where are you at? FrankOpinion?
FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know the sound of that. Could be trouble.
Yes, it could be.
Could be trouble. Have we got time for one more? Can I work one more?
Of course.
Okay. Oh, cool. Thanks for stopping calling me sir, too. He was calling me sir.
You got it. I know, right? A term of respect. I apologize.
Of course, sir. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve
that. Apologize.
Dan, try to cheer up. Bob, how are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Oh, it's Bob with 1-0. Bob, say hi to George. George, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
George, it's nice to hear you.
Same. Thank you.
What's up, Bob?
You know, something happened to me last night. It reminded me of a joke.
Okay.
My dog dragged in a little possum last night, you know. And it was mostly dead. Mm. But it reminded me of the squirrel. The raccoon joke.
Wow.
The car hits a raccoon, and the girl's worried about it freezing to death.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The last time I told it, a woman wrote me, and she was so mad. I will never listen to you again. I can't believe you told her that. Hang on. That's a good one. It could be anything. It could be a puppy, a turtle. So hold on here. Mm. I'll write just the punchline. And I can't tell it. If I say it out loud, it'll ruin the joke when I tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told that today, and apparently that was really good. It's a winner. But you got a lot of good. You know what I wanted to tell you, though, is I enjoy your jokes, but I really enjoy hearing some of the stories you have. And I would like to hear some of them again.
About what?
Well, here's one of the stories you told, and I'll just say the name, it rings a bell. Luke.
Yes.
That's just a great story.
You know what? I'll tell it when we finish with Dr. Doug next hour.
All right.
You guys help me remember. Right. Here's a test, Trevor. Help me remember to tell the loop joke.
Okay? Help you to remember to tell
it's
the
a loop
joke.
Story.
Now, if I were you right now, I would be writing that down right next to me. I would put, tell Frank to tell Luke's story. I'm just trying to help you. Bob, that's a good one.
Yeah, and just some of the little stories you tell, what happens with you and your wife, just this little stuff that happens.
Well,
it's hilarious
here's
stuff.
The other thing we can do. We have 2 weeks after this week. And if people would like to call and they have a story like that, the one I have not told for years, yeah, that's a good idea. I can do that.
Because you've probably forgotten you told some of them, but other people remember them. You know, what was the thing with the boat? You got locked out of
a boat. No, that's another good one. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. This is all a good idea. Thank you, Bob.
Always a pleasure.
Bob with 1-0, who's been listening forever. This is going to sound really corny. There is absolutely no way that you who listen could ever understand why you as an audience are so special. Nobody on the air, and Dan, would you agree, has an audience like this?
I don't.
You will tell us when you're mad. You will scold us.
Mm-hmm.
You will praise us. You follow us. You patronize the advertisers. And I know there are a couple other people in town who've come on the air in recent years. They try to be this show, or the guy tries to be me. It doesn't work. It sounds ridiculous. But it's and thank goodness for email. I don't even know how we had any idea what people thought before there was email. Some people would bother to write regular mail. Most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
And email is the greatest form of immediate feedback. I'll get home tonight, may not look at any, but I do in the morning, and I'll see what everybody thought about something that happened today, good, bad, or otherwise. Or I can do some business. We got to take a news break. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be here right after the news. So if you have a pet, you have a question, he's the guy to talk to. Oh, I'm caught up.
Yeah, you are.
Up.
You are caught up.
I can take one quick call. Can I do that? Yeah, beautiful. Hang on here. Let's take Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you? 50 seconds. What do you got? Dave.
Hey, I'll make it quick.
Okay, that's right.
Hello. Okay, that's right. All right,
you got to turn your radio down. You have to turn it down, like, immediately. Okay, now you have 35 seconds. Go.
Okay, quick. I know you have too many jokes right now.
No, I don't have too many. I do not have too many. No such thing.
Okay, this is a fantastic. This is a classic. The talking dog for Phil.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Wow,
thank you. Oh, my goodness. I don't have that on the list.
That is a good one.
That is good.
That's a funny one.
No, Dave, thank you for that. I'll tell that.
I absolutely love that.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I will tell that before we leave here, before the next 2 weeks and 2 days are gone. That is, oh, man. He did me a big favor there. All right. Stick around. It is in 2 seconds, 4 o'clock.